Despite the central role of Ukraine in the impeachment hearings in Washington, the top news of the day in Ukraine is not impeachment. Ukrainians are focused on the six-year anniversary of taking to the streets.
Ukraine is facing a political crisis this morning as demonstrators face off with police in riot gear blocking the entrances to government buildings.
Anti-government protesters in Ukraine today staged a massive rally in Kiev, the biggest yet.
The protests in Ukraine were sparked essentially by choosing sides. Did Ukraine want an alliance with Russia or the European Union? Ukraine's president at the time, Viktor Yanukovych, leaned toward Russia, but the majority of Ukrainians wanted closer ties with the West. So when Yanukovych rejected an agreement with the EU in favor of a trade deal with Russia, a revolution broke out. Thousands of people camped out in the central square in Kyiv, the Maidan. Then things escalated. In February of 2014, riot police shot at the protesters. More than 100 people were killed. Days later, President Yanukovych fled Ukraine and resettled in Russia. The World's Daniel Hoffman is just back from Ukraine. Daniel, today Ukrainians celebrate what they call a day of dignity and freedom. What is behind that phrase?
So many here in the West and the United States call that revolution, the revolution that happened in 2014, the Maidan Revolution or Euromaidan. But people in Ukraine call it the Revolution of Dignity. And the reason they call it that is this revolution restored dignity to the Ukrainian people. For Ukrainians, it was a success. They got rid of Viktor Yanukovych. They got rid of that Russian influence and started a new path for Ukraine, a path that leads towards closer ties to the U.S. and to Europe.
And the corruption and undignified character of Mr. Yanukovych. So why is commemorating these protests so significant for Ukraine today?
Well, back in 2013 and 2014, this was a top story here in the United States. We covered it every day. There was full coverage. A lot of Western publications sent journalists to Ukraine, to Maidan, to cover these protests. So now in Ukraine, 6 years later, the Revolution of Dignity is still top of mind. It's still really important to many Ukrainians. When I visited Ukraine recently, I visited the Maidan Square with my translator and guide, Alek Sardaryan. Alek was a protester himself at the time, and he told me about the moment the snipers started shooting.
The snipers were shooting from the roof of that hotel. Mostly, like, people were burning tires to make this, you know, dark smoke, black smoke, to hide themselves, you know, for snipers and riflemen not to know where to shoot. There was a joke that like every decent person in Ukraine smells like a campfire.
So it was an earth-shattering moment for Ukraine, and in many ways it's still super relevant because of the war that's going on right now in eastern Ukraine.
Right, a war that actually began in early 2014, kind of while the whole Maidan revolution is seething. War breaks out in eastern Ukraine. It continues, as you say, to this day. What is the connection between the Maidan revolution and the fighting in eastern Ukraine?
So essentially, when that revolution was happening, when there was a vacuum in power, Russia took advantage of that moment. Ukraine was vulnerable, and Russia swept in, annexed Crimea, and invaded the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. So Ukrainians understand that, and they make that direct connection between the revolution and Russia's continued aggression in the eastern part of their country.
So today there are protests all across the globe that are hitting many of the same themes the Maidan revolution hit upon. Who do the people want to be associated with? How do people establish national dignity? So with what's happening today in many places, is there a connection back to the Maidan in 2014?
Yeah, it's actually been interesting to see the connection between today's protests in Hong Kong and Ukraine's revolution of dignity. So back in September, we saw protesters in Hong Kong organize screenings of the Netflix film Winter on Fire, which is all about the revolution of dignity. And many Hong Kongers look to Ukraine and look to Ukraine's revolution as an inspiration. At the same time, today, on this day of dignity and freedom in Ukraine, many Ukrainians are expressing support for the Hong Kong protesters.
Wow, that's fascinating. You say, Daniel, that the impeachment trial is not top of the news there in Ukraine. Maybe not wall-to-wall coverage, but is it still being talked about?
It is still being talked about. Most people aren't following the day-to-day TikTok of every impeachment hearing and every statement. However, the way it's being represented overall on television, at least, is that this is a huge political fiasco, that Americans are watching this as if they're watching reality TV. The Ukrainian media is talking about the fact that many bars in D.C. are televising these impeachments, and people are watching it like they would watch sports.
Yeah, for many people, it is a reality show. The World's Daniel Hoffman. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.